The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Red grouper are the Frank Lloyd Wrights of the seafloor. Red groupers were previously known to excavate structures in the sand in the Gulf of Mexico and along the southeast U.S. coast, but until now, scientists had no idea just how talented and resourceful the fish are. The groupers excavate and maintain complex holes, and in the process, remove sand from the seafloor, exposing rocks. The fish restructure the flat seafloor into a 3D matrix, with the newly bared rocks encouraging the settlement and growth of corals and sponges. The sites they created serve to attract mates, beneficial species such as cleaner shrimp that pick parasites and food scraps off the resident fish, and a variety of prey species for the red grouper. So it's no surprise that the grouper are remarkably sedentary. Why move if you're clever enough to make everything you need come to you? Marine biologists found that the grouper not only dug holes, but also maintained them by carrying mouthfuls of sediment from the center of the pit to the periphery and expelling them through their gills and mouths, then brushing off the rocks with their tail fins.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.